Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Mr. Brendan O'Connell, hate speech, an exclusive interview with the Handsome Traveler. We're going to be discussing several things tonight, one of which, most important really, is Brendan's hate speech trial that landed him in the situation that he's in, persecuted, prosecuted, but also, you know, in the context of what's going on with Alex Jones right now, right? Because being a paleoconservative like I am, 80% or 85% of what Alex Jones shares on his network. I mean, I love some of the reports by David Knight and I mean, some really good stuff. Until, of course, there's the over the top stuff. And then there's the stuff that he doesn't talk about. But what I consider mastering the human domain, one of the biggest psyops on the American people right now, is that Alex Jones is on every single publication, video, mainstream media news network. They're all talking about him for this so-called violations of violent content and all of this. The same guy, just like Tommy Robinson, who, and I find that that's very interesting too, that whole plan kind of plotted out thing, he went to jail for a little while. Both Alex Jones and Tommy Robinson have something in common. What they have in common, they have a couple things in common. One, what they have in common is that they were pretty popular, but these incidents that they just went through within the past couple months have now catapulted both of them to superstardom. You can't buy better advertising. Brendan, welcome to the show. I would love to hear your take on what's going on with Alex Jones right now.
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me on. I'm sorry, but everything is being messed with in real time right now.
Right before everything. The broadcast. Yeah, right before the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, he has had some of the worst technological problems that, you know, and we're used to this kind of thing with interference and stuff. I kind of let it roll off my back. But this guy, he's in Malaysia, you know, basically in exile. So all of this has got to be quite a bit on you.
It's interesting. I find it interesting as to who they want me to talk to and who they don't. And they don't like you for some reason. They really don't like you. I can talk to Mike Herzog relatively okay, but they don't like you.
Well, I can tell you why I think. Okay. First of all, I'm not a goose-stepping, national socialist. Right, I have a lot of respect for the German people. Think that they were lied on horribly in many ways, but I am for limited government. I'm a conservative, and I'm among a community who have a lot of the programming of Christian Zionism and Scofield Bible programming, and I'm waking them up. And they don't want that. That is exactly the opposite of what they exist to try and do. You know, they have to have their division. If you're a whacked out leftist, you can hate Israel because you're already discredited. But more of the paleo conservatives, they're sensible. They know how to explain the argument. They know where Trotskyism was introduced. They know where the infection came from. We don't believe in war. We don't believe in big government. We don't believe in nation building around the world. I would really rather not do any business with any communist nation. But of course, the United States, at the same time the Cold War was going on, was pumping billions into the Soviet Union. So they don't like us because we go back into history and we tell the truth and we put together the dots, but we're not haters. I have certain aspects that I have a problem with Talmudic ideology and supremacism, but I don't hate every Jew just because they're a Jew, because most Jews out there are like Americans. They're born and raised. They've never even read the Talmud. I have friends that they don't even know what I'm talking about when I show them some of this stuff. It blows their mind. Okay. We as people have become indoctrinated by systems created by men. And as a Christian, I kind of look to the teachings of Christ. He said, there's neither Greek nor Jew, there's no bond or free, all are one, you know, all are one in Christ Jesus. And, you know, being a Christian, I have to say, you know, if you can reject the evil, even among you, I had, growing up, ideologies that I adhered to that had aspects to it that were unsound, and I rejected them. If you can't look into your own self and reject these things, then there's a problem. Well, one of the reasons why they don't like me so much is because it makes sense. I don't hate everybody, so they can't paint me as some Nazi. And that's the problem. That's why they come down on me. And I know why they come down on you.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's been relatively peaceful for the last few problems, but there's definitely something going on. And mm-hmm. I've never had where Skype buttons don't exist. I've never had an automatic update of my phone just appear when it's all manual. They updated all sorts of stuff. I had to block it. I forgot to block it on my no root firewall. It just took me a bit by surprise, and I'm just tired of it. You know, you got to triple check. Did you get the email? You've got to send 15 emails to check that they got the original
to
email.
To get one,
it's just driving.
And we're using, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're using an email service that it's end-to-end encrypted. So much for that.
But unfortunately, Proton Mail uses Radware routers, my mortal enemy, Zohar Zisapel. They came under an extended DDoS, DOS attack, denial of service, a few weeks back. It was really bad. And they admitted in their communications with people that they used Radware routers, the best. And I went, I wrote them a letter saying, do you know who that is? That's like the king of Israeli military intelligence, Zohar Zisapel. They then put out another one saying there's rumors going around we used Israeli stuff which gets sent to Israel. That's wrong. That's not correct. Well, who knows? But I will look to change from Proton Mail at some stage. I just haven't got around to it.
You talk me, they're all the same, and you know the dominance in the technological aspects of Israel. And, it's hard to get away from that. I mean, they were so tied into during 9/11. You know, all of the technology things that were going on with them, they were all tapped into the FBI, DEA, all of the communications of the federal government. Right, we're getting routed through Tel Aviv.
Now, look, it goes so deep. It's. Oh, I don't want to say it's depressing, but there's a sense of if Mattis is it, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion.
I hope you're right. You've been saying that.
But if he's not, I'm telling you, I'm going to be really negative. I'm going to be really negative to you right now. If Mattis is not for real, it's all over. There's nothing can help because the penetration of the United States is so deep into every single government department. You wait till this video I'm doing if I ever finish the damn thing. It is so deep and been going on so long. They own every single government department without exception. There's no exception. Israel owns them all. And when you understand the details of their ownership, it's frightening. And they did it in here's the best bit. They did it in full public view. That's what's so incredible.
Yeah, they did. Not only did they do it in full public view. I know I always go back to 9/11 because this evokes some emotion in people. The only people that were arrested on 9/11, two different truckloads, by the way, the only people that were arrested were a crew on King Street and Liberty in Manhattan, who were on their way to the George Washington Bridge, it was suspected. They were pulled over, they ran from the truck, and they detonated the truck on King and Liberty. This was reported on the news. They ended up being Israelis. And they ended up being deported back to Israel. Now, how many people? I want to ask you: if they were Russians, if they were KGB, or if they were Muslims, would we have deported them back to the country of their origin? Maybe if they were Saudi Arabia, I don't know. But you get the point. I mean, but this was all, you know, hush, hush, hush. Chertoff just, you know, we had their intelligence assets across the Hudson there. Filming the first and second strikes. Somebody called the cops on them. They call them the dancing Israelis. They went back to Israel. These guys were so bold. They went on Israeli TV and said, oh, we were there to document the event. What event? You son of a... What event? So, I mean, I keep going back to these points in history because 240 spies arrested following this. 240 Israelis arrested and deported. So at what point, as an American, do you say that, okay, we can have this whole conversation about Judaism and everything else another time. Right now, we're under attack by a foreign nation, and we have our American politicians are so up their culos. They all make the pledge, and they're calling them our best friend. It's almost like I feel like I'm living in a different frickin' reality, bro.
Well, that's what it is. And wait till you understand what the Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation is. Wait till you find out what the Binational Agricultural Research and Development Foundation is. Wait till you find out what the Binational Science Foundation is. Basically, a bunch of communists from Poland and Russia walked into the Congress, said, "We're now legislating that you will send all your material back to the old Soviet Union. Thank you. Good day." Henry Kissinger yep. set it up. Same time yep. that he was setting up China, 73 to 79, the Camp David Accords, it was all set up then. And now we see the result, the complete infiltration of the military-industrial complex, the FBI, the DOJ, every single government department. Every single one is deeply penetrated. I have to use the word communism, communist, McCarthy era, Fulbright, Senator Fulbright, what a hero. McCarthy's going to need a new movie. Oliver Stone, make a new movie. McCarthy was a hero. And two, one final comment. People need to understand that I just forgot what my final comment was. That's what you need to understand. That's how bad my brain is. The final comment was my big final comment, which just flipped straight out of my head then, is this is planned penetration, and we need to use the term communism because people understand that. Soviet Union, never gone. The Soviet Union and its Soviet satellite states have never left, but we need to call it what it is. It's Rothschild. It's a puppet of Rothschild, Council yep. on Foreign Relations, Royal Institute yep. of International Affairs, Trilateral Commission. It's communist, which very soon is going to turn into, of course, communitarian, which will be communism yes. light with flowers and a trackable phone. So when yes. people can just understand communist penetration, Yuri Bezmenov, old school language, admittedly, it's old school language. I almost mm-hmm. feel embarrassing using the terms, but that's what it is. And I hope in the video to come, two long, boring hours, I'm going to try and sexy it up with the soundtrack. Jaleel, please get onto that. you will understand that McCarthy's going to have a movie made that the man was a hero, a hero.
Well, you know, I often say, I tweeted today in a comment, I'm not going to share the whole comment, but I tweeted today to one of these puppets that are advocating for the supremacism. You know, it really looks like hashtag Joe McCarthy was right.
Yes.
But Joe McCarthy was only half right. He could see the ones out there that were more overt, but the people within his own party, I don't know if he could really see them. But still, he was right.
Oh, no, I think he did. And when Senator Fulbright, it all clicked for me when I knew about Fulbright, but I'd never read the direct stuff. And there he was. In, was it January 1963? Delving mm-hmm. into the depths of the ADL and foreign direct interference. I mean, it's not like now. It's not Russian interference with the process. It's Israeli. They won't say Israel. So people need to understand that there are good agents within this whole system that are screaming Israel, and there they are at the top, Mueller and Holder and you know, still Comey, still running around behind the scenes, screaming Russian when they know damn well it's Israel. It's cover. It's cover.
Yeah. Yeah, they got their easy boogeyman that they can't touch. And
well, this is why I'm hopeful for Mattis, because Mattis dragged out Lockheed. That was Mattis who lined up Lockheed to be dragged out before the cameras in March. No, was it March? And they said, we will not be losing any more technology. That was big. That was really, really big. And there was Mattis running around behind the scenes. Now, Jones never uses Mattis's name. Dr. Steve Bochenek occasionally does. They don't talk about him.
No.
He's not even mentioned. Why? Yeah. I hope it's a positive sign.
Yeah, and you know, like we opened up this talking about, and I know Alex Jones is just a footnote for me, but what I'm seeing happening, I'm just sitting back, and it's just surreal. I mean, I searched Alex Jones censored, and you know, Washington Post, New York Times, Guardian. I mean, it's not just the United States. It is, he is a global name now, and all they do look like Tommy Robinson did. Okay, granted, I don't agree with his arrest, but I think it was all staged. But I don't agree with the arrest. Does that make sense?
No, the arrest was the arrest. Please, on that note, the arrest was perfectly justified. He signed a contract. No, that was absolutely. I've had the same thing happen to me.
No,
I
agree, but I disagree. Only in that I don't believe that the courts have the right to suppress coverage. I don't believe that they have the right. I'm talking on two different levels here.
All right.
Because I don't believe in censorship. Period. I don't believe with the laws that they used or what he was forced to agree with. But here's the thing: I think it was all staged. I think he knew that he was going to get arrested, and I think that he knew that things were going to turn out the way it was. And look at what happened in Britain. Oh, just all of these people came out. He was catapulted to superstardom. You could not be a Hollywood production company and set that up better. Couldn't do it. That was
I think he was for silent. Real. He didn't personally set it up. His ego is the size of a bus. His ego is the size of a bus now. He got excited. He knew what he was doing in the sense that he thought he'd be fine. And he was in genuine shock. I love body language. He was in genuine shock. What are you doing? You can't arrest me. And he was absolutely terrified. He told so much horse pucky about his time in jail. He was never forced into general population. It's absolutely against the rules. He was put in solitary confinement. He didn't want to eat the food in case it was tampered with. Completely understood. The guy is a wimp, right? He's 5'4". What's his real name? Lennon? Yaxley?
Yeah,
Lennon.
Lennon. Right. He's got like three different names, and he was convicted of fraud, mortgage fraud, all kinds of things.
Tanning salon. Yeah. Do you know one of the number one ways drug traffickers launder money? Do you want to know one of the number one ways?
Tanning salons and pizzerias. Tanning salons and pizzerias. Yeah.
He's a nothing but a rat, grub, maggot, piece of garbage, criminal informant for the police. That's what he is. He's a rat. And that's who they employ.
Now, I have to say, what he was covering, of course, the grooming, that stuff is insane too. But part of the problem is that people are attacking the symptom, right? And in a presentation I did today, I prepared it. I'll probably be rolling it tomorrow. I kind of tie it all in. When you have Tommy Robinson and you have the Alex Joneses out there, and they're not talking about Paideia, they're not talking about Barbara Spector, they're not talking about the Scottish similarity to Paideia, which is another organization that promotes multiculturalism. So they're attacking the symptom. They're not attacking the virus, which is what's causing it. The people that are implementing this, that are putting it into motion. You remember that clip? Mike, do me a favor and bring up that Barbara Spector clip. Yeah, just, please, I have to do this just to reminisce of when she said, you know, Europe will not survive. Oh, my God. These people are psychotic.
Yeah, they're nuts. Look, they're sociopathic in that they believe what they're doing. It's like a rapist. He starts to rape the woman, and the woman kicks him in the privates, and he rings the police to complain. Hey, my rape victim is fighting back. There's something wrong. That's sociopathy, man. They're mentally ill.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just trying to enslave you. What's wrong with you?
Okay, do me a favor and roll that clip of Barbara Spector.
As we heard, there are people in Sweden who support Israel and have a deep sense of the injustice of the present situation. It's these people who give hope to those who still believe that things will get better here. One of them is Barbara Spector, a former American who made Aliyah and then, 10 years ago, with the help of the government of Sweden, set up a non-denominational institute of Jewish learning with the Greek name of Paideia, here in Stockholm. She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass.
All right, you can pause it. You can pause it right there. We'll get back to it on the other side of the break. Folks, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast with Brendan O'Connell.
This is the most transparent administration in history. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, on the line with Brendan O'Connell in Malaysia in exile. And what we were just covering before the break was Barbara Spector. I know a lot of you out there, you've already heard this, but you know, when I make these archives, I want to be thorough, and when I share them with people, I want them to understand where I'm coming from. So, Mike, if you would take that back and roll it.
She believes the current wave of anti-Semitism in Sweden will pass, and that Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic...
Why must it, Barbara?
Societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Paideia.
You narcissistic maniac. Say to that. What do you say to that?
Well, in part, I say thanks. Say thanks. At least she's honest. I mean, give her credit. Look, she's not evil. She believes in what she's doing.
Well, no, I would say that she's evil because when it comes to Israel, she doesn't believe that. Just Europe, just other people's culture.
It's okay. You can't say she didn't give you a warning. She told you what she was going to do. It's us. See, tired of whining about Jews, and I want to start looking at us. We are so disorganized. We're so stupid. We're so all over the place. We're always whining, oh, the Jews, this, the Jews came, bought us porn. The Jews did this. The Jews did that. No. Listen, you gave them that power when you started buying all their products. How many years now have you had all this? How many years have we had all this information at our fingertips and we just kept on going, whining about the evil Jews? I thank the Jewish community worldwide, whatever a Jew is, race, ethnicity, religion, cultural attitude, whatever. I don't even know what a Jew is. Just remember, please, and I'll say this very quickly, most of my information comes from, guess where? From Jews, practicing some of them.
Oh, no doubt.
Just to let people know. Okay.
Let's clarify this real quick, though. There are Jewish supremacists who go by the Talmud who are Orthodox, and they are dedicated to their cause. There are more cultural Jews that eat matzo ball soup, and they celebrate Hanukkah, but they don't really get into all that stuff. They're no different than every other American, than every other religion. So there are – when we talk about this subject, it's difficult because there are – just like Americans, there is a variety of different people from all different walks. So I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush. That's not fair. That's not right.
Yes, and no. I do agree, but to some point too there, Tom, is we have to have personal responsibility. We do need to make distinctions in this era of hate speech legislation, and I think it helps immensely. Yes. We need to build that middle ground between that. In my view, the traditional Labor or Democrat left trade union movement, the old school boys with beards and flannelette shirts, the guys that stood in, and got shot at and beaten with police truncheons, and we need to away from that Marxist feminist garbage. And not that I'm against women's rights or the facts that men did need a slap about the way they treated their women, obviously, and culture treats women. But yeah. We need to link that up with the old constitutional Second, Fourth Amendment Christians, the middle grounders, those good old guys that are all for the American Constitution who are ex-naval aviators, ex-CIA or serving or whatever. But there's a middle ground of pro-America, pro-business. They're into cryptocurrencies. We need to bring those two things together. We need to create a safe space for Jews to say, you will be protected. Just here's the minimum standard requirement. No mucking around. We know what we have to do. Let's just do it. But we need that safe space. And in a world of Alex Jones and Marxist, feminist, extreme left, extreme right polarization, which is what's going on, forming internet ghettos, which is what's going on. Alex Jones is assisting the establishment to form that internet ghetto with his friend Bibi Netanyahu. I mean, Alex Jones is personal friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. Personal.
How can you be objective, right?
All right. And Steve Pachenik, Dr. Steve Pachenik, has been running interference and sucking people like myself, a little more discerning than most, keeping us on board, thinking, Alex is playing a game, but Dr. Pachenik's really running things. It's a smart move. Donald Trump's a shield. I'm pro-Israel, but it's a shield. And then you finally realize, my God, how did I fall for that garbage?
We were just talking about, and I fall back to this Barbara Spector thing. One of the things that she said is that there's going to be a rise in anti-Semitism because of our leading role in basically destroying European culture, right? So I was going through perusing some articles today, and I sent this over to you. It's not incredibly new. It came out this year in January, I believe, but it's introducing the anti-Semitism cyber monitoring system. Ahead of International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Diaspora Affairs Ministry, if that doesn't sound creepy enough, reveals new and unique platform to combat online anti-Semitism. We'll get back to that after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast with Brendan O'Connell.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, Public Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Brendan, we do have a caller on the line. If you don't mind if I jump over to him real quick, I'd like to try and do that with our audience when they call in. And folks, if you do want to call in, 1-800-313-9443, please make the comment directed to or question to Brendan or to the subject matter we're going to be covering just in a few minutes after this call, introducing the anti-Semitism cyber monitoring system in relation to the comments that were made by Barbara Spector. She was forecasting the rise in anti-Semitism because of this involvement by pro-Israel Zionist Israel Firsters in this, supporting this influx of mass immigration and multiculturalism. I think that this is really important. But let me get to the call real quick. David in California, you're on.
Yeah, I was just looking up some of that stuff with Barbara Spector. I saw that famous speech of hers about five times. Anyways, this yeah. One guy was just claiming she was backed by this guy, this one agent foundation that does that has to do with Holocaust studies, and the other one is she told the Swedish government she got equivalent to about $4 million in crowns, Swedish crowns,
Oh, yeah.
The Swedish government to start that and said they had Nazi gold. And they said, no, they did, they investigated and they did it. But they, out of a gesture just to give her money, they gave her a bunch of stuff. And I was always looking up in the last, you know, every once in a while, where are the Jews in Sweden or Europe that are confronting her? And I didn't find, I'm sure there might be a few, or maybe there isn't. But then, like this guy's claiming a lot of the Western, a lot of the, at least some of the Jewish people are saying this is payback for the Holocaust. Some people,
I've heard those arguments too. Now you have a group in Africa, a tribe in Africa that's trying to go after the German government for genocide like 100 years ago, and now we have like the third German government since that happened. It's not even the same government. It's not the same anything, and of course the people are subject to, and oftentimes their government, they're not in total support of these things that go on all across the world. So yeah, this is the same old thing. Let's rewind the clock. Well, you know what, my relatives lived in Scotland and we were invaded by the Vikings, and we were also right. occupied by the Romans. So does Rome need to now pay my Scottish ancestors? Yeah, come, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
You know, it goes on and on. There's no business like show of business.
Well, thank you for your call. Do you have a question? Do you have a question or a comment,
no,
Brent?
I'm good. That's about it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for your call. Brendan, I wanted to share with you, there's two very short clips in what I sent over to my producer. It's introducing the anti-Semitism cyber monitoring system. Ahead of International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Israel's Ministry of Diaspora Affairs, like I said, kind of creepy, revealed a new and unique platform for real-time information and analysis of online anti-Semitism. Now, keep in mind, there are people that are directly doing things that are causing this. People that are against this multiculturalism are automatically going to see the Barbara Spectors, and yeah, they're going to have a problem with it, like I do, right? So check this clip out. It's called Israeli Diaspora Minister Demands That the Internet Companies Fight Anti-Semitism. Go ahead and roll it.
How much hard work they're putting in to fight pornography and to fight fake news. And that's good news that they're fighting fake news. However, they've not put in anything near that effort in fighting anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is okay, and it's not. And once we've got this, right now I'm calling upon the leaders of Facebook and Twitter, start acting. You cannot host all this anti-Semitism within your house and then just claim it's freedom of speech. It's not. It's violence. It's anti-Semitism.
God. Can you believe this guy?
No comment. It's just business as usual, man. That's you got to understand. He's scared. He's worried about Kristallnacht and broken windows in synagogues, and so am I. Because I don't. Here, look at this. Even if you quote unquote hate Jews, you have a quote. And just to remind people, I had the biggest race hate speech trial in history. My trial. No one asked me about it. I've done detailed analysis. I had a rabbi on the stand. I was cross-examining Rabbi David Frelick. No one even asked me a damn question. I had Professor of Jewish Civilization Studies, Professor Andrew Marcus. No one asked me a damn question. I am an expert on the legislation. I will go up against a lawyer or a specialist in this. I will go up against them. I spent 3 years in jail studying the philosophical background to the legislation, why they're doing it, the problems with it, the good things are with it. Ask me. I'll tell you. And I will tell you. I disagree.
I have the links of your broken arm. I have all the links up on my screen right now of all of this. And this is something that really does need to be covered. And, I apologize to you that nobody's asked you about this because it is really seriously important. I mean, it really, really is. So please tell us about it, please.
The guy has a point. I'm going to give ammunition to my enemies here. I'm actually for hate speech legislation in principle, and I'll tell you why. It's a bit like legislation licensing of firearms. In principle, we have to get a license to drive a forklift or drive a car. Why shouldn't you have to get a license to show you can operate and have the psychological maturity to own and use a firearm. I'm not against that. Yeah, all right. But I understand also the principles in the Constitution, which said America's unique. We're about our government is the biggest enemy. Governments are the one that kill millions, and we're going to give – this is what's so unique about America and the Constitution. It says governments are bad, and they will kill you. So we understand it. So I understand those principles. And also understand I like legislation which prevents idiots getting hold of cars, high-powered vehicles. Otherwise, we're going to have to kill those idiots, aren't we? We're going to have to go and start beating them up and baseballing them into the head to stop them driving at 200 kilometres an hour in a 40-kilometre an hour school zone. So if people would just think this through. The point is this. We have so many idiots. Some are manufactured. Some are just legitimate. And I've been one of them. Bad-tempered, belligerent, didn't care. If you actually read the philosophical foundations of this legislation, which is being tested for real in Australia, one of the most important testing grounds. It says we are trying to encourage polite discourse. We're trying to encourage civilized debate. We don't
Who is trying to?
The people that are pushing the legislation. And okay, it's not just Jews.
I have to just there's something in my craw that I have to talk about this. First of all, I don't trust any of these politicians for one, but for two, our principles here in America are built upon, you know, those who sacrifice security for liberty will get neither. And that's so true. And I hear what you're saying with the hate speech legislation and all that, but I have to say that this was born of Marxism. It's born to silence.
Well, let me finish.
But go ahead.
Let me finish. That's the point I'm about to make. The point I'm trying to see both sides. What I'm trying to tell you is the people, many of whom are sincere, are trying to say we are not about interfering in speech. We want civilized speech. So we can actually have people have a civilized debate free of lunatics. Okay, and that includes me. You're talking number one lunatic here. I've had to mature, which is why I think I've been put through the mill. It's God slapping me around. You're going to grow up. You're going to grow up. You're going to grow up. Be responsible. You know, see the important points you have to make and your responsibility to ensure peace and goodwill and the public interest. Not satisfying your emotional needs. Go to therapy. It's about the public interest. And it's not in the public interest to call for killings of all Jews and there's no Jews helping.
Of course not.
Oh, and all that stuff, but people do. Now, imagine if we could get rid of those clowns immediately and see the application. Well, you can do that already.
You mean the goose step?
Let me finish. Criminal legislation in America already provides for incitement and the public peace. You could use that legislation. So what we really know is the intent of the backers, the deep backers of this legislation, their intent, not our intent, but their intent, is not to have a civilized debate. Their intent is to get the first step of control in legislation, which is the Talmudic rabbis endlessly making up laws to suit themselves. The intent of the legislation really is not civilized debate. The intent of the legislation is to shut up the goy from exposing, one, Jewish power, and in particular the current phase of Israeli domination of the high technology sector and their racial and religious lunatic supremacism. That's their intent. But the other side of the argument is we need rational debate in the public interest, free from over-emotional outbursts, which I agree I'm the king of too. But have I made my point? I'm handing it to you.
You've made your point. But there are already laws that exist, that existed prior to hate speech legislation. There are laws on the books. Look, if I punch you in the face, it doesn't matter what caused me to do it unless if you didn't provoke me to do it, if I did it and you didn't deserve it. It doesn't matter whether you're black, whether you're Jewish, whether you're a Smurf. It doesn't matter. If I punch you in the face, I have transgressed upon you, and the law should be the law. To give people special rights and privileges because I didn't like you because of your ideology. Well, what if I didn't like you because you did something twisted with my sister? Is that any different than not liking you for a screwed up ideology that allows you to lie to people and to mislead them and to tout on this supremacism? And what difference does it make? And this, of course, is where I have the problem with the whole hate speech thing. It just shuts people. Now the radical leftists are taking this. As soon as you give them an inch, they end up taking 10 miles. And now if you just share your Christian values that gay marriage to you is a sin. Now, it doesn't say that two people can't go off and live and do whatever they want to do. All I'm saying is, to me, it's a sin. But that's hate speech now in California, by the way. That's hate speech.
Well, there's no point crying about it to them because they don't care. We've got to come up with a, and this is what I'm talking about, why I'm so disappointed and sick of it, and please, someone pay me off. Someone. I just want to get out of it because I am sick of screaming. I want political action. I want political action. I want people skydiving naked with pink ribbons tied around their privates with big banners saying expose Jewish power. Expose Jewish power.
I don't know if I go that far.
Right. Well, you know what? But what I'm trying to say is we ain't seeing any of it, and only the left. The left is going to have to save the right, because all the right does all day is bitch and whine and Karen.
But they can't. This is why this has been handed to the left.
Why aren't there 50 people right now, Mike, at the front of the Tom at the Anti-Defamation of B'nai B'rith in New York? Where's our brave warriors, our sons and daughters of George Washington? Where are the brave warriors? Where are they? At the front of the ADL.
You're talking to one of them. I mean, a couple times in my life.
Well, if I was there, bro, if I was there, I'd be with you in peace, coordinating with the New York Counterterrorism Office, saying we will be handing out flyers on a major national security risk at the front of the ADL. We're looking for responses from the ADL and blah, blah, blah. And we do it by the book, and nobody does a damn thing.
I'm with you. You get here, I'm with you. Side by side.
I bled, bro. I said, let's fight. Let's go. I'll be an example. I'll be the wild colonial boy. I had advertising and marketing. I knew what I was going to say. And I got crucified. And I thought, well, this will motivate a few people. Nothing. They don't even read my damn brilliant analysis of the legislation. I'm just mentally ill nut. I am going mentally ill because no one will do anything except bitch and whine about the Jews. The horrible Jews.
I get you on that. I understand how you feel on that. I really do. And I can sympathize with you because I do feel the same way. I kind of feel like I'm in this situation here where a good majority of the people that I consort with are conservatives, and they've been indoctrinated. So I feel like I'm banging my head into a wall.
Oh, the cowards.
Yeah, and I have Jewish friends. Look at Dr. Alan Sobrowski. You can't tell me and he's just one example of so many, right? What a wonderful guy. He's Jewish. Because he's Jewish, do we hate him? No, but he's honest. And he calls a spade a spade. He calls it for what it is. And really, there is a hardcore element of the society that really is engineering this. The masses of the people, it doesn't matter what religion they are, it doesn't matter what culture they are, the majority of the people are just mind-controlled sheeple. And that goes for, and this is why I try and say, I'm no greater friend to the Jewish people than, I mean, I know that they castigate me pretty hard, but I don't think that they understand that if things keep going the way it's going, there's only going to be one of two results. One, they're going to win, or two, can you tell me what two is? You know what two is coming. There's going to be a backlash. And if that backlash ever hits, and this is what Dr. Alan Sobrowski said, if the American people ever truly wake up to who is behind 9/11, they will wipe Israel off the map.
I can't. This is, too late.
No, I don't think it's ever too late, man, because you know what? I have faith in God. But I'm hoping it doesn't come to that.
I'm hoping
it doesn't come to a World War III.
You've just been backdoored entirely by the Israeli high technology sector, by all the traitors who need to be shot for treason. We don't need to even have a trial because they've admitted all their treason quite publicly. And until the U.S. military, and I hope it's Mattis, starts, it just needs to go to martial law and the roundups need to start. But the roundups need to be of the right people, and I fear that with the Israeli first is sort of battling, well, I hope it's a battle with Mattis and the U.S. military to some extent, that we will see the right people rounded up and publicly executed. And to use that language, public executed, that's pretty strong language. But I don't know how else you do. This has cost the lives of millions of people by low lifes within government, of various apparent tastes, various apparent political persuasions. They're all totally compromised sexually, pedophilia, prostitution, drug use, massive drug use. I mean, Clinton is a hardcore cocaine addict, and his wife probably dabbles with her little friend, Uma What's-Her-Face, as well, you know, has a bit of a party there.
I'd just like to put a disclaimer out here. He hasn't been convicted of any such thing. This is our opinion. But I would happen to concur with that opinion.
Larry Nichols even says it. Larry Nichols even says it, right?
He's I know, but after one threatened lawsuit from somebody, I'm not going to, Lenny Posner, I'm not going to mention, you know.
Are you kidding? You started to be best news for RBN, imagine.
All right, man. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Brendan O'Connell.
It's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. God bless Texas. Well, I'm flooding down. All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, it's so flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Flooding Down in Texas. I love that. I had fun recording that. That's an awesome song. I miss Stevie Ray Vaughan. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, he died in Spain. He died in Spain, didn't he, of an overdose? No, was it? No, who am I thinking?
No, he died in a crash. He swapped places with Eric Clapton. I believe it was a helicopter. He swapped places with Eric Clapton because he needed to get to where he was going sooner, and he crashed. Yeah, man, it was such a shame.
I'm thinking of lead guitar for Thin Lizzy. He died in Spain, apparently, had a heart failure. Gary Moore,
yeah. All right. Now, folks out there, if you want to call in, you can. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to make a comment, ask a question, add some input. Of course, I did get some of the trolls already sending me messages. got a couple goose steppers out there. Pretty interesting. Guys, do you not understand that I am a paleo conservative? Please go Google paleo conservative and learn what that's about. Limited government, folks. Limited government, folks. Get it. Okay? I'm sorry. I love the German people. Don't like large totalitarian regimes. Just not my thing. That's all. No big deal.
Yeah, no offense to you. I keep telling them. Move on. People don't realize one of my best friends I've never met, known him for 15 years online. I trust him with my life. Mm-hmm. He is a hardcore, goose-stepping, national socialist. As he said, Brendan, listen up. All right. I am a national socialist and a student of Julius Evola and sacred tradition. I am not a Hitler groupie. And when you meet those highly intelligent national socialists, you will hear them rip Hitler to bits for all his mistakes. What you've got is Hitler groupies. They're groupies. They're looking for a rock star. They're looking for a hero.
I agree.
Right. And you've got to understand, I respect people's points of view as long as they do not advocate execution, slaughter, or violence. You may lose your temper.
Absolutely.
We understand that. We get angry. We've all said so. But these clowns, I call them Hitler groupies. All right. They can't look objectively.
Ah, I hate the breaks. We'll be right back, folks. Sorry about that, Brendan. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. On RBN, into the second hour with Brendan O'Connell. Hate Speech, an exclusive interview with the Handsome Traveler.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.